congregation may be seated. This is our quarterly communion, and this is the third time we've done it, fourth time we've done it this year. It's our fourth communion this year. This represents the body and the blood of Christ. This represents the body that was broken, the bread. The juice represents the blood that was shed. And we do this periodically to remember, because Christ told us to just do it in reverence of me. Baptism and the Lord's Supper are the two ordinances that our church recognizes as something we need to follow, because Christ asked us to do so. And so we do so. So in so doing, we look back at the cross on which he died for us. It's so easy to phase these things out of your mind. It's 10 till 12. You're hungry. God died for you. I hope I know the answer to that. God died for me. How many people would die for you on this planet? I mean, really do it. Some would. Some wouldn't. But God died for me. Holy God died for a sinful man. I'm not dying for an ant. I'm not dying for a cat or a dog. God died for me. It's unbelievable. And he came and suffered. He just didn't die. He lived a lifetime and perpetually suffered. And I feel the indignation of that. But he loves us. It's amazing. So what he did for us by paying for our sins, he said, remember me. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, it says, for I perceived of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take ye, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. And Gene, what you pray for, sir?
Dear Lord, we thank you for the precious gift that you gave us of salvation, for the blood that was shed so that we could be right with a holy God. Lord, we're not worthy of your sacrifice, but in love you gave us this gift, and we ask you to help us to look inside ourselves and to see what we need to do to show our gratitude to you for our salvation. In the name of Christ.
spoken to you. Just be in remembrance of me. And after saying that, our offering took the cup and he had to say, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This duty is off as you drink it. And remember of me." And Mark, would you pray for us?
Father, we thank you for your Son who came, suffered, died, rose again from the dead for us, Father, for us who would believe. In Jesus' name, amen.
Serious business. I hope we're all encouraged, reminded that we do live in a life and death situation at all times. life and death to be a fireman. It's life and death to be a policeman. It's life and death to be a military person out the front. But even more real than that's life and death spiritually. I can die in this world here, and I'm going to live again. Second death I don't want. This death is fine. The next one, you want nothing to do with. I want to live forever in heaven. And by doing so, I just have to be saved. That's all I have to be. I have to believe and trust. You've got loved ones around you that you don't know about or may reject. Keep on praying for them. Keep on discussing things with them. No matter how hard it gets sometimes and how disrespectful and unlistening they may be, you keep sharing it. Because somewhere down the road they may say, okay. And that's one more who gets to go by their choice. So let's remember next week we do have a quarterly business meeting and we have the meat's going to be provided, so we don't need to have any meat to do any other stuff. We have Bible study tonight at 5 o'clock. Tomorrow night's our soup supper, and there's a sign-up sheet in the back if you'd like to help out. I'm sure that's all organized already. And a lot of good things coming up. It's good to have everyone here. And Michael, would you close the word for us, sir?
Our Heavenly Father, thank you for the day that you provided for us, for our friends and our family that are attendance here today, that we ask you to watch over us, help us make decisions in our life. Guide us, Lord, and your will and the direction you'd have us to go. We ask you to watch over our family members and help your words can sink into them to maybe change their lives, to help change our lives. We just ask you to guide and protect us and give us safe traveling mercies. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.